Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
But I think the American people are sick and tired about hearing about your damn meeting.
Are you ready for a good time? Then get ready for the nightlife.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Johnny Taco Audio Magazine. My name is Johnny Taco. I hope to get in your face, in your mind, and for the next hour, of course, I hope to entertain you, inform you, and maybe even infuriate you as well. Bottom line is, no Seth Meyers tonight. The heavyweight champion of late night TV has taken the night off, but guess who's going to step in? Kawhi Leonard. That's right, the baddest dude in basketball right now. Or is he? What's happening? Game number one, of course, went to the Raptors. The Las Vegas Loan Sharks, that's what I call them, the Loan Sharks, because a lot of people borrow to bet. But the bottom line is, the odds makers, they thought the Raptors would win, and they did win. They win by kicking the Warriors' butts. The only one that really looked good was Steph Curry. So how can they totally, not going to say neutralize the rest of the team? We'll talk about that in depth with Colin Cowherd. Of course, Colin Cowherd, double C, will talk about the Warriors and game number one. Preview game number two will be the aforementioned Kawhi Leonard. That's right, the man. He's right now, he's got people not thinking so much about Steph Curry and the Warriors. Although, that was only game number one. I understand that this is a seven-game series. What I'm trying to tell you is that it's been set. The gauntlet has been thrown down. The Raptors are not here to lay down for the Warriors, and that's just the way it is. And Mr. Leonard, we'll hear from him in depth in segment number three of tonight's show. Of course, this is the Johnny Taco Audio Magazine. We come to each and every Saturday night, live on the West Coast at 10 p.m. Pacific time. That's 1 a.m. Eastern time. Sunday morning, live here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, the Dan Patrick Channel, Channel 211, and a plethora of other internet platforms. Bottom line is, you're tuned to Taco Man Radio, live from San Francisco, California.
Yeah.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-371-9608. That's 1-800-371-9608. Call 1-800-371-9608. Call now.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Fairly predictable. Boogie Cousins going to play, not going to play. Kevin Durant not playing. Toronto's great at home. Toronto's got experience. Toronto's on cloud nine. Biggest game in the history of the franchise. Just a tsunami of energy in the building. Fantastic. Fantastic. Facility, fan support, and Golden State had 10 days off, and they looked like it. They shot 36% in the first half. They had 10 turnovers. They weren't getting back on defense. Their offensive and defensive rotations were totally out of rhythm. And yet, with 6 minutes left, they were in the game. Outside of Steph, nobody played well. They did a very good job on Kawhi Leonard. They did a very good job on Kawhi. But outside of Steph, nobody really played that well. And for Toronto, everybody, their second best player, their third best player, their fourth best player, their fifth best player. Marc Gasol had his best game ever as a Raptor. Siakam was 14-17. Fred VanVleet was throwing crap up from all over the court. Danny Green had a terrible series against Milwaukee. He was good last night. So everything went right for the Raptors. Sometimes you walk into a building and you just have a feeling. This is why Vegas had them favored. It's going to be a tough one. And they were behind early, and you just kind of felt it the whole night. It's going to be Toronto's night. Everybody was all synced in. They were rested enough, but didn't have, you know, that malaise of 10 days off. And by the way, when you're an old team, it's not like Golden State was burning it in their practices. They're trying to get Boogie healthy. They're trying to get KD healthy. They're trying to get Iggy healthy. So there's three reasons why everybody's going to say this morning, Colin, give Toronto respect. Number one, Golden State's a dynasty. Don't bail on dynasties, okay? The five times Steve Kerr's ever trailed in the series with Golden State, they've won all of them. Very resilient team. MJ's Bulls were very resilient. Championship teams are, that's one of their strengths. They almost all have veterans. They almost all have trailed series. So don't bail on the Warriors. The second thing is, Vegas had them favored in the game, and Vegas has this series going six games. It's not about beating Golden State. It's about beating them four times in 2 weeks. A lot of people beat Miami and Dwayne Wade. A lot of people. But over the course of 4 years, it was hard to beat them four times in 2 weeks. It was hard with Duncan and the Spurs, the Showtime Lakers, MJ's Bulls. MJ's Bulls struggled with Utah. Utah could beat them. Phoenix beat them. Seattle beat them. Portland beat them. Knicks could beat them. Couldn't beat them four times in 2 weeks. The third thing is, listen, New England's been in 9 Super Bowls. The NFL current dynasty, been in 9 Super Bowls. Never scored a touchdown in the first quarter. Why? 2 weeks off is a long time, even for dynasties and champions. Listen, 10 days off is double the All-Star break. You are not going to come in rhythm. I thought Golden State's defense was the bigger problem. I thought they gave up way too many easy baskets, missed assignments. I thought their defense was poor. Offensively, they'll be fine. They're the Warriors. Now, there are two things for Toronto that are real, and these are not going to go away. Number one, there's a word in the NBA that fans never talk about, but it's all scouts talk about, and that word is length. Toronto is long. Siakam and Gasol and Danny Green's long for a guard, and Ibaka and Kawhi, and they're long. And what does that mean? They make you take more difficult shots. They change the trajectory of your shot. That kind of length, they get tipped passes, tipped balls, the second rebound. Toronto's really long. And I know it doesn't really matter, but the longest team I've ever seen in NBA history was Jordan's Bulls. They would have Pippen was long, and Harper, and Rodman, and Kukoc. And outside of Steve Kerr, just arms everywhere, tipped passes everywhere, second shot. That's not going away. Golden State's not going to shoot 60% in any of these games. They're going to make Golden State change the trajectory, down low, perimeter. That's a real thing with Toronto. You saw that against Milwaukee, Orlando, and Philadelphia. They got guys out of their rhythm. Here's the second thing about Toronto, and this isn't going away. They're resilient as hell. They trailed Orlando 1-0. They trailed the Sixers 2-1. They trailed Milwaukee 2-0. This is the advantage of veteran teams. That's why I didn't buy into Denver. It's why I didn't buy into Milwaukee yet. They're just too young. You know, it's just like life. You know, my 18-year-old daughter, you know, she doesn't have that resilience built up. You know, a bad Instagram photo can wreck her afternoon. You get older in life, your house has to catch on fire for you to go crazy. Like, right? Veteran NBA teams have a certain resilience. Gasol's been in a lot of games. Kawhi's been in a lot of games. Ibaka, Kyle Lowry. These guys have been in big playoff games, home, road. So those two things, they have real length, and that's going to give Golden State some offensive issues the whole series. It's real. And they're resilient. They got a bunch of old guys. A lot of 29, 30, 31 guys who have played in the playoffs. So Toronto's feisty, resilient, tough. I still like Golden State in this series, and I'll get to the Kevin Durant coming back in game four in a couple of minutes. But I do want to talk about this as I'm watching the game. I am not a tax gypsy. I'm a radio guy. I could do this show. If it wasn't simulcast, I could do it in Wyoming, no state tax. I could do it in New Hampshire, no state tax. I live in California. I just moved from Connecticut. It's not the two highest tax states in the country. I'm not a tax gypsy. Okay, I just want to live where I want to live. I live by a beach. I don't want to have it 29 degrees in October. So, okay, I'm somebody that doesn't worry too much about taxes. But I do think if I was a pro athlete, I'd think about it a lot. Because as a pro athlete, I got like two contracts to make real money. That's it. I've already had 12 in my life. I could have another five, right? Pro athletes, the first contract, you don't make much. Team controls it. Second and third, you make a lot. And by the fourth, you could be old and hurt. So I just want you to think about this. Story out this morning, Kawhi Leonard dealing with knee tendonitis. Oh, okay. I know we all think Kawhi Leonard's going to stay or leave Toronto based on winning and losing. Let me just remind everybody. He left $31 million on the table leaving San Antonio. Are we all sure this isn't going to come down to dollars? If he left Canada to go to the Clippers, he'd give up $49 million. I got to be honest with you. I'm a pro athlete. No way in you know what I'm giving up $80 million. And again, I'm not a tax gypsy, but Toronto's well run. Okay, Toronto's got a good roster. It's Toronto. He can kind of hide, right? It's a hockey country. I'm sitting there last night, and I'm like, never forget, the Raptors were totally cool with him sitting out 20 games. Non-issue. Non-issue. They didn't like that in San Antonio. Non-issue. Secondly, Toronto's already said, $20 million penthouse, free. Food, Kawhi and Dine, free. Don't kid yourself. That stuff matters. Nobody likes free stuff more than celebrities. It's amazing. You could give a George Clooney a free coffee mug. They'll run across the street in traffic for it. Celebrities love free stuff. Here's a $20 million penthouse for free. You don't think that has a little... Oh, I have to think about that. Here's the other thing. The East is a lot easier than the West. Kawhi plays hard. Kawhi's not going to last forever. Kawhi's already missed an entire season almost with injuries. Are we sure he's going to give up 80 large? Now, I will tell you this. I don't think he should have ever left San Antonio. I really think he made a mistake. They let him rest. Great owner. No state tax. He can be quiet. I mean, I actually think San Antonio was perfect for Kawhi Leonard, but that's over. And it didn't work out, and he left. And it has nothing against the Clippers. But Paul George, who had had injuries, stayed in Oklahoma City, even though he was from L.A. Kevin Durant, according to Rick Bucher, is fluctuating back and forth on leaving Golden State due to his most recent injury. Kawhi Leonard's got tendonitis. He's dealing with tendonitis. Are we sure he's not thinking, do I want to give up $80 million? I can't do this forever. He's already got a house in L.A. He already bought it. It's already done. You know, I'm sitting there watching this thing last night, and, you know, we are all caught up because it's not our money. We're all caught up at, oh, you got to go there, there. Is Kawhi Leonard really an L.A. guy? It's not like he's, you know, he's got this, like Shaq. When he went to Orlando to L.A., you're like, Shaq wanted to be a movie star. He wanted to be a hip-hop star. Orlando was too small for Shaq. Shaq had so many aspirations. And now you see him. He's on every TV commercial. Blake Griffin, like, he wanted to be in L.A. Blake Griffin had, you know, stand-up comedy, real estate. He had aspirations, TV shows, podcasts. Kawhi, I could argue the perfect place for Kawhi was San Antonio, the city in Texas that doesn't get a lot of fanfare. So I'm watching last night, and I'm just watching this game, and then I read that headline this morning, and I think we're not considering that money thing. And when these athletes, Paul George and Durant, get hurt, one of the first things they think about is I better take the guaranteed money. Kevin Durant right now would have to give up money to go to the Knicks. Paul George would have given up a lot of money to go to the Lakers. Kawhi Leonard's going to have to give up a lot of guaranteed money to go to the Clippers. I'm not sure. Injuries change everything.
From Double C and the Herd, game number one, to a preview of game number two with guess who? Kawhi Leonard, next up on the Taco Man Audio Magazine.
Here's a step back. Yes, again. Kawhi Leonard from downtown. Here's Leonard for three. Yes. Kawhi Leonard.
This is Sports Overnight America
with Johnny Taco.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Attention, this important consumer alert is brought to you by Annuity Action Network. Hey, did you know it's possible to receive upfront money from your monthly settlement payments? It's true. If you receive monthly payments from an annuity or a structured settlement and you need a lump sum immediately, then you need to call Annuity Action Network. With your cash today, you can pay off credit card debt, pay medical bills, fund your education, or improve your home. You don't need to wait. Call the Annuity Action Network now to get your fast cash with no hidden costs. And if you call today, we'll even send you a $100 cash gift card just for verifying your settlement payments and your contact information. If you have a structured settlement or an annuity and you want cash now, call Annuity Action Network right now.
800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Few athletes are as relaxed as Pauly Leonard. I mean, I'm just telling you like it is. The guy seems like he's like on natural heroin. He's just so kicked back. Bottom line is, here's what he had to say earlier in the day regarding game number two of the NBA Finals against Steph Curry and the Warriors.
First question here on the front left.
Kawhi, Paul Antunes, ESPN Brazil. You look around the city and the city is completely, basically enamored with you, almost like it's a love affair. You go to restaurants, and there's the Kawhi and Dine stamp. You talk to fans, and you ask them who they think's going to win the title, and they're like, Kawhi, not us. It seems like it's a real love affair right now. What are your thoughts on that, and what are your sentiments towards the city of Toronto right now?
I mean, I appreciate them for their support, you know what I mean? Coming in, I wanted to be able to contribute to the team and be able to, get them to this point. And, we're doing it so far. I'm here. I feel like I did something special for them, this group, being able to be the first team to get to the NBA Finals for Toronto. And, I mean, that's how fans are, everyone out here, they love, not just me. If you walk through the city or if I'm with one of my teammates, they show them a lot of love as well. And they're just a great support, group out here with the fans and with everyone in Toronto.
Michael, next question.
Michael Grange from Sportsnet. Why is Steph Curry so successful at relocating? Obviously, he's Steph Curry, so you're going to have five sets of eyes on him at all times. That he's still able to squirt free after he gives the ball up. Why is he so good at that, and what's the challenge of sort of preventing that?
In game, you have to ask him that question. Obviously, I feel like he works on it every day. He's one of the greatest shooters I've ever seen. And, with shooters like that, that's what it's about. Relocating, finding your spot on the floor and getting to it. And he plays with some talented players, smart players that know how to give him the ball in his spots. And he's a crafty player. He's been here before. And, I feel like that's what makes him who he is.
Just to follow up, so when you happen to end up guarding him off the ball, how tricky is it, or what are you trying to do to make sure he doesn't fall out of your line of sight, and that you can kind of follow him to where he's going?
All you could do is just not try to relax, stay locked in on him, chase him as hard as you can, put a hand up, and see where it goes from there, and that's pretty much it.
Next question in the same aisle. Go ahead.
Stephen Lung, Sportsnet. Kawhi,
when it seems in game one, Golden State was trapping you, sending hard doubles your way. Did that bother you at all? And in the tape, did you find other ways that you can kind of get yourself more free to get your offense going a little bit more?
I mean, pretty much, you know, do a group film with the whole team. We're listening to the coaches. Also, whoever has feedback, me, myself, you know, Kyle, you know, whoever, Norm, Freddie, you know, Serge, whoever has feedback, we're listening and, you know, preparing for the next game and seeing what we could do better collectively. And from there, just either just try to watch the game myself, see what positions helped us on both ends of the floor. And, you know, see what didn't work for us and, you know, try to make those mistakes better.
Is there a particular teammate who you said listen from some of the other guys? Is there a particular teammate who's very astute and good at knowing your game and what they see?
I mean, probably out of everybody who I talk to about film the most is Kyle. You know, me and him will watch film or talk to each other, see what we've seen on the floor. Either for ourselves or positions to make our teammates better.
Gary on the right.
Kawhi, Gary Walsh from Boston Globe. You have a never get too high, never get too low mentality on the court. Where did you learn that? I mean, it's all the way back with the Spurs when you guarded LeBron, you had no emotion, no reaction. You just did your job. Where did you get that from?
I mean, just growing up playing basketball.
Mark, next row back.
Kawhi, Mark Schwartz, ESPN, to follow up on what Gary was asking you. The fact that you don't get too high really kind of puts you on, almost on an island, unlike so many of the star players, not only in the NBA but in all sports. When they do something great, they go nuts. What is it about you that doesn't make you go nuts when something crazy happens in a game, and how does it help you to stay on that even plane that you do?
I don't think everybody does, you know what I mean? I think it's just, you know, it's more paid attention to when I do something good, the camera to go to me or see what I'm doing at that exact moment. But, you know, when I watch games from past, from, you know, Kobe or, you know, Shaq or Mike, they always didn't just go nuts, you know what I mean? They made big shots and sometimes just pump their fists and walk back to the bench. So I just think because I really don't do it a whole lot like everybody else. But, you know, for me, it's just the way I play. I don't know. I mean, until we win the game or it's all done, then, I'll show some emotion. But I want to stay even keeled while I'm going through it.
What do you think the effect is on your opponents, the fact that you don't get all charged up when things happen in a game?
I'm not sure. I don't think about what they're thinking.
All the way in the back right.
Kawhi back here. Eric Smith, Sportsnet. Nick was saying earlier, Marc Gasol maybe has had the lowest of the lows in this postseason in his career, even from when a couple of game stretches. But then how big he was in game one. What has he meant to you, to this team, not only in this postseason, but since coming to Toronto at the deadline?
I mean, he's been great, and, you know, good rim protector. You know, he's been guarding everybody in the post for us. In our first series, guarding Vucevic and then guarding Embiid in the second series, he did a great job defensively. And, you know, just another, you know, smart player on the floor that's been through the ups and downs of the NBA. Veteran guy, like I just said, just ready for the moment, really. And, you know, him be able to, you know, orchestrate the offense at the top of the key, able to shoot the three, it helps everybody. He's just playing well on both ends of the floor.
Bruce, last question before Kyle comes up.
Bruce Arthur from the Toronto Star. Kawhi, you've talked all the way along about how you want to have fun playing basketball. When you first came here, you said you wanted to win championships and put your names in those record books. I mean, you won a title in San Antonio, you were finals MVP, but you've never had kind of this experience as this kind of centerpiece on a team that's come this far. Have you ever had more fun playing basketball than you have during this run, or how does it compare maybe to to the enjoyment you've derived from the game over your career?
I mean, pretty much after my first year, I just pretty much started having fun. You know, when you come in as a rookie, you're trying to stay in the league, and you don't know what the league is about or, you know, if you're going to stick. So, you know, pretty much after that, I've pretty much been trying to enjoy the game. I mean, obviously, it's a lot more fun when you're getting plays called for you and, you know, you're able to live your childhood dream and being able to, you know, shoot the ball, you know, 20 times a game. The offense is coming towards you rather than, you know, just being out there doing one job. Because, you know, when you first come in as a rookie, it lets you like a top 10 player. You're really not going to touch the floor a whole lot or get the, you know, offense ran through you. So that kind of, you know, throws you off for me, just like, you know, puts you in a box for somewhat. So you got to figure out a ways to have fun. And, you know, like I said, being a child, I didn't envision myself just being in a box in the NBA. So, you know, once that time comes, you know, I feel like you're just having more fun and you're able to, you know, experience the game and grow as a player, you know, either making plays, seeing double teams and finding other guys. Just, you know, it just gets more fun. You're able to do a lot more.
So by that division, has it ever been more fun for you than this run with all the stuff you've gotten to do with the shots against Philly, the Milwaukee series, all of that?
I mean, I feel like I made some big shots in my career before. I mean, obviously not like the ones now, but, I mean, it's been fun. I can't complain about my career. I had a great time where, you know, each step of the way. I have fun with my whole journey.
Next up on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Taco Man Radio, Dom's Diner, Dominic Jimenez, straight up on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right. The World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right. Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive.
Can I take these off?
All right. What is this? This looks good.
Wow. That's well made.
Where did you get this? I'm talking to you with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff. That's solid. That's not veneer. That's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful. It holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists. Thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
This is Sports Overnight America.
What is going on, everybody? Dominic Jimenez. Another edition of Dom's Diner is underway here, part of the Taco Man audio magazine on Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition, Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. Huge week going on, and just like last week, we have a lot of winning. We don't have a lot of losers. Actually, I'm looking at my list right here. No losers! Shout out to the no losers! Good job! Got one good job, good effort, a lot of winners, and a lot of say what. A lot of things kind of like, wow, or really? All right, sure. So without further ado, let's get this thing started with some winners.
I want winners. I want people that want to win.
First winner, the Toronto Raptors. That's right, the Toronto Raptors. They're in the first finals ever. First finals ever for the Raptors. Any Canadian team in the NBA. Remember, the Memphis Grizzlies used to be the Vancouver Grizzlies. Don't forget it! So they're in their first finals appearance against the two-time defending champion Golden State Warriors, there for their fifth consecutive time. And in Game 1 on Friday, the Toronto Raptors win by 9 points. Pascal Siakam, the power forward, kills it. 32 points, 8 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 monster blocks. Anytime you can clearly remember a block from a game a couple days later. Excuse me, they played Thursday, not Friday. Anytime you can remember it a few days later, it was a good block. 11 straight makes for Siakam at one point. He was 11 for 11 during one streak. From the time Siakam had his most recent miss about halfway through the second quarter into the fourth quarter, he was 11 for 11 and the Warriors were 13 for 32. A little bit of an idea as to how damn good Pascal Siakam was. 11 straight makes was the longest streak in finals in the last 20 years. How about that? Kawhi Leonard continues to get it done. He joins LeBron James and Jason Kidd as the only players to lead their new team in scoring and to go to the finals in that first year. LeBron with the Miami Heat. Jason Kidd with the New Jersey Nets. That's right. They were not the Brooklyn Nets then. They were the New Jersey Nets. So you just got to give credit to what they're doing. I got to give them props. It's impressive. They've been really, really good. So shout out to the Raptors, the Six, the North. Game 1 winners. Game 2 Sunday. So we'll see what happens there. I think the Warriors, they had 9 days off. I'm not making excuses for him, but Russ is a real thing, and they had almost 20 turnovers and still only lost by 9 points. So we'll see what happens there. My next winner, this goes to baseball, Hyunjin Ryu. As my buddy Jake Pop likes to go, Hyunjin Ryu Hadouken! If you're a Street Fighter fan, Ryu, one of the karate fighters, one of his moves was Hadouken. So Hyunjin Ryu, what a streak he has going into, we're into June now. Ryu is the first pitcher since Ubaldo Jimenez. First pitcher since Ubaldo Jimenez in 2010 with 11 consecutive starts of allowing 2 runs or less to begin a season. All the great pitchers that are in MLB right now, you know, Verlander, Scherzer, Kershaw, Baumgartner, Garrett Cole, there's a lot of guys out there. Chris Sale. Hyunjin Ryu and Ubaldo Jimenez are the last two pitchers to start the season with 11 consecutive starts allowing 2 runs or less. Mad props. You gotta give credit where credit is due. Again, I'm a Giants fan. Don't like the Dodgers. But I gotta give credit where credit's due. Hyunjin Ryu has been absolutely fantastic. Next winner, we're going to take this thing back to the hard court, Draymond Green. Yes, the Warriors did lose in Game 1, but that doesn't mean Draymond Green wasn't fantastic yet again. Most triple-doubles in a single postseason. Draymond Green is now third all-time after notching a triple-double in Game 1 of the NBA Finals. Here's a list of the list of company he's on. Number one, Wilt Chamberlain with 7 back in 1967. Magic Johnson is number 2. He had 6 in 1982. Draymond is tied with Magic Johnson, who did it 2 additional times. And Oscar Robertson at 5. Draymond, obviously, 2019. Magic Johnson's other two, 1984, 1980, and the big O, Oscar Robertson, Mr. Triple-Double, 1963. And, you know, that was one of the knocks. They were like, oh, Draymond hasn't been that good this year, so what's going to happen? With KD hurt, is he going to step up? Is he going to actually play well? Is he going to try? Well, the answer was, yeah, you're getting vintage Draymond. He may have had a down year this year. There's no doubt about that. But he's been fantastic in the playoffs. Absolutely fantastic. Credit where credit is due. Draymond Green has stepped up his game in the absence of Steph Curry. Without KD on the floor, Draymond required to be an additional ball handler, be more of a playmaker than when KD is on the floor. And you're seeing it happen. So shout out to Draymond Green for his triple-doubles and his play in general in the playoffs. Next winner, Steph Curry. 6 straight games of 30-plus points. That is an impressive streak, averaging 34 points per game in the playoffs during that streak. So Steph stepping up with KD hurt. He's getting the job done. The last game against the Rockets, the 4 against Portland, and the 1 against Toronto. All 30-plus point efforts. Steph Curry showing why he is the two-time MVP and the only unanimous MVP in NBA history. Doing big things, getting work. They're down 0-1. So that's obviously not a plus, but it's okay. They're getting it done. Shout out to Steph Curry and the Warriors. Despite losing game 1, Draymond Green and Steph still winners. And my final winner. This one happened earlier on Saturday. This one, Liverpool Soccer Club. Victorious over Tottenham in the Champions League final Saturday. First Champions League title for Liverpool since 2005. It was an impressive rebound. Two reasons. One, if you go back to last year's Champions League final in Kiev against Real Madrid, Liverpool lost 3-1. Multiple goalkeeping errors from the youngster Loris Karius. So what did Liverpool do in the offseason? They went and spent a lot of money on Alisson Becker, the Brazilian number one, the Brazilian goalie, and he was nothing short of fantastic, both during this entire season and in the Champions League final. Alisson making multiple fantastic leaping, diving saves, keeping Tottenham off the board, especially over the last 25 minutes when it was a 1-0 game. Those last 25 minutes, Tottenham just attacking, attacking, attacking. Liverpool put 3 shots on goal, 2 went in. Tottenham had 18 shots on goal. That's how great Alisson Becker was there. So, got to give him props too. And in addition to that failure last year in the Champions League, Liverpool this season in the English Premier League put up the second highest point total in Premier League history, and they didn't win the league. Because Manchester City, set the record for most points accrued, won, earned in a single season in the Premier League. So a little bit of pity. You got to feel a little bad for Liverpool. Second greatest regular season of all time. Second greatest season in general of all time in the Premier League. Didn't win them a title. But at the end of the day, here we are talking about them. They are the champions of Europe. And I worded that way because it is manager Jurgen Klopp's first European final victory. Little trip down memory lane with Borussia Dortmund. 2013 Champions League final, they lose 2-1 to Bayern Munich. 2016 with Liverpool, Europa League final, they lose 3-1. 2018 Champions League to Real Madrid, 3-1, I mentioned that. And he finally breaks through with Liverpool this year, 2-0 win over Tottenham Hotspur. My condolences go out to fellow host here at the network, Rick Tittle. He's got to be devastated. He's a Tottenham man through and through. They just couldn't get it done in the Champions League final, which was their first ever appearance in the Champions League finals. Sorry, Rick. My apologies, my condolences. Moving on! We got a few minutes left here at the diner. Say what?
Say what?
And I've got a lot of them. It's going to be good stuff. First off, the Toronto Raptors again. It's the first finals team since 1966 to have no lottery picks on the roster. Nobody on the roster was drafted in the top 15. Not even in the top 14, excuse me. Kawhi Leonard, 15th pick. Kyle Lowry was not a top 14 pick. Pascal Siakam was not. Mark Gasol was not. Danny Green was a second round pick. It's astonishing. No first round top 14 picks on the roster. And here they are up 1-0 so far in the NBA Finals. Shout out to the Toronto Raptors. It's a little surprising. First time it's happened since 1966. You go and look at the Warriors. Steph, yeah, lottery pick. Klay, lottery pick. KD, lottery pick. Yeah, there's a handful of lottery picks on that Warriors team. They're quite the opposite there of the Toronto Raptors. Next, say what? NBA record 16 members, 16 alumni of the G League. Yeah, that's right, the G League, formerly the D League, are in the finals. Here it is. Jordan Bell, Quinn Cook, Jacob Evans, Damian Jones, Sean Livingston, Kevon Looney, and Alphonso McKinney for the Warriors. And for the Raptors, Chris Boucher, former Warrior, Danny Green, Jeremy Lin, former Warrior, Patrick McCaw, former Warrior, Malcolm Miller, Eric Moreland, Norman Powell, Pascal Siakam, and Fred VanVleet. It's a shift in the NBA. The G League is not just the other league where the guys who aren't good enough to make it play. It's a legitimate league where there's some serious talent. We've seen it happen a lot over the last few years, at least more often, that guys are getting called up from the G League to the NBA and having an impact. So shout out to the 16 G League alumni in the NBA Finals. Final say what before we wrap this thing up. Sorry, two more. One NBA, one MLB, two more. Before we wrap it up, this is the 36th straight NBA final with a player who played with Shaquille O'Neal. Let me say that again. The 36th straight NBA final that has a player who was a teammate of Shaquille O'Neal at one point. Obviously, Shaq didn't play for 36 years. Shaq's been retired a handful of years, but Shaq did play a while in the NBA. This is the 36th straight final that has had one of his teammates in it. No, you're wondering, who could it be? Danny Green is actually the teammate this year. They played one season together in Cleveland. I'll be honest, I didn't remember Danny Green ever played for Cleveland, so how about that? It was news to me, too. Say what? Final say what before we wrap things up here at the diner. MLB record for home runs hit in a single month was broken on May 31st, at the end of May. May is the new record for most home runs hit by in a single month in across major leagues, excuse me. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. of the Toronto Blue Jays hit number 1,120. That broke the record. And by the end of the day, May 31st, we finished with 1,135 home runs hit across MLB, a record for a single month. But hey, you know, baseball's boring and runs don't get scored. Just kidding. That was sarcasm. That's going to wrap things up for me at the diner. Remember, you are tuned in to the Johnny Taco Audio Magazine on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
Leonard searching for some room. Looney comes out on him. Leonard shoots over him and knocks down the three. Leonard sees the double team. Marc Gasol's jump shot. Got it. He's got 20. Leonard sees the double team. VanVleet going to have to hoist it up. That's a two-pointer. Pinch it in! Siakam makes his move, drives, off balance, shot missed, rebound, tipped up and in! Has been truly amazing. Siakam gets the Kawhi Leonard type bounce. Here comes Siakam, sidestep, layup is good! Wow, what a quarter for Siakam! Leonard lets it fly for three. Lowry nearly trips, throws it ahead, Siakam running the floor, and he lays it in! 28 points for Pascal Siakam.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Siakam flips it up and bangs it home. He's got 30.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered.
we'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Asian people look alike, but you know what's got to be the easiest job in the world? Has got to be one of those police sketch artists in Hong Kong. I mean, come on. No matter who you decide to draw.
That's the guy.
Of course that's the guy. He's 5'1", he's got a haircut like Mo, and he's Chinese. What if we narrowed it down to 1 billion people? We should find him by sunset.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend
with Johnny Taco.
Wrapping up another one-hour edition of the Johnny Taco Audio Magazine. Not your typical show. Next week, of course, we'll bring a little bit more humor to the event. Of course, we'll bring back Mr. Seth Meyers. He took the week off. We gave Seth the week off, so Seth will be back next week. Of course, always want to thank Dominic and his man. Dom rocks and rolls with his diner, Dom's Diner. What can I say? He is a star. And if you've heard his commercials lately on this network, you know what I'm talking about. And, of course, got to thank Double C. Colin Cowherd came to dance, man. Week in and week out, nobody tells it like he is, especially when it comes to the NBA, like Double C. Straight up, this has been the Taco Man Audio Magazine. Don't forget, Saturday nights, 10 p.m. Pacific time. That's Pacific time on the West Coast. That's 1 a.m. on the East Coast. But I also host a couple of other shows here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And, of course, SiriusXM Satellite Radio Channel 211. And those are Ring Talk Live Worldwide, which airs Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time. The Saturday edition of Ring Talk airs at 11 a.m. for an hour. The Sunday edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide airs for 2 hours on Sunday. So Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time. And, of course, No Holds Barred, 5 p.m. Pacific time, 2 hours No Holds Barred each and every Sunday on the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Until next time, don't forget, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, most importantly, keep your eyes open. This has been the Taco Man Audio Magazine.